Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Richard Fox appeared before Erie County Court Judge Sue Maxwell Barnes and pleaded guilty to the indictment that was handed down by an Erie County grand jury back in February of 2025. He pleaded guilty to the entire indictment. He was not offered any reduced plea. He pleaded guilty to the two counts of murder in the second degree for the murders of Cassandra Watson and Marquita Mull.
For those not familiar with this case, these cases, please take us back a little bit as to what happened.
Sure. So these two women went missing from the city of Buffalo approximately 18 years apart. Cassandra Watson disappeared from the city of Buffalo streets between 2003 and 2004. She was about 40 years old at the time. And then about 18 years later, Marquita Mull, in July of 2021, disappeared from the Broadway neighborhood of Buffalo. She was about 50 years old at the time. They were found, their remains were found, I should say, in September of 2021, just a couple of months after Marquita Mull went missing. They were found basically in the same area off of a trail in the town of Portland in the county of Chautauqua. Their remains were, you know, not very far apart from each other, and that really started the investigation. There was a connection that was made between, once we identified Cassandra Watson, who had gone missing in 2003 or 2004, once we identified her remains, we were able to come up with Richard Fox as a person of interest because they had had a previous relationship. That is, Fox and Watson had a relationship back in the early 2000s. In fact, they lived together at an address in the city of Buffalo. And so that started the investigation, and it went from there. There was a lot of, forensic testing done, like pathology and anthropologists, dental records were examined, DNA testing was done, and then a lot of missing person records were searched, and eventually, Fox, as I indicated, was identified as a person of interest.
Did he give a motive for what happened, or have we learned anything about why he did it?
No. He really limited his test or his statements in court to yes or no's in response to questions from the judge. He admitted that he killed both women. He admitted the approximate time. He intentionally murdered both of them. I think what's significant in addition to what I shared with you already was in at the end of December, he was identified as a person of interest. And then when we located him in the city of Niagara Falls, he was brought back to the Buffalo Police Department. More evidence was developed from there, which I don't want to get into the details right now, but he was arrested that night and charged with the murder of Marquita Mull. That was the woman that just disappeared in the summer of 2021. And then it took a few years to identify Cassandra Watson because her body was, obviously her remains were, had degenerated much more. She had been missing for, like I said, about 18 years. And once we identified the relationship between the two of them, he was a person of interest. I should also note that he, the area where the bodies were located is an area in Chautauqua County. And Richard Fox had grown up in that area. A number of things came together that linked him to this. And then ultimately, like I said, we were able to complete the investigation with his indictment back in February of this year. With sentencing scheduled for November 20th at 9:30 before Judge Maxwell Barnes, the judge has given a commitment that she will sentence him to 40 years to life, 20 years on both murders. So at 62 years old, we expect that he is going to spend the rest of his life in state prison.
The victim's family members were present. Had you had a chance to talk to them after the plea?
Yes, we have an advocate who works very closely with the families of homicide victims in our office. Her name is Kim Rapp. She does a great job of, essentially really holding the hands of the family members and helping them understand what takes place in the investigations and then in the prosecution of these cases. She's been in constant communication with the families. Both families were present in court. I think both families actually even talked to the media a little bit. I know the sister of Marquita Mull talked to the media afterwards. They, of course, are, satisfied to some degree and that there's some level of closing here for them, but it's been an obviously very painful experience for them, and this is again, I think, primarily that we've been able to find the killer and get a admission now and a statement before in open court that he was the murderer of Cassandra Watson and Marquita Mullen, and hopefully allows the families to move on to some degree.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.